Now, I've been telling you all week, man, that I'm going for an ECG today on my heart, because last week I got a text message from the local doctor saying, hey, we're offering free heart checks, okay, so which I thought was fantastic.
That's a great idea.
Okay, I had a consultation with him first, and then I went in for a blood test on Friday at QML, and then I've got my heart test today,
nice,
which is fantastic. We've got Jenny Bartrop from Health Research Australia on the line. Hey, Jen, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you think of this? I'm going for the ECG today.
I think it is absolutely fantastic. And I think well done to your GP for having free heart health checks for everyone, encouraging people to go in. It's one of the most important things people can do.
Well, I think it was interesting. I bet a lot of men just said, no, I'm not going for that.
I'm not doing that.
You know, but I thought, no, I've got to. I put on a lot of weight and I don't feel 100% at the moment. Okay, so yeah, I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah, good for you for actually putting your health as a priority and doing that. And it's something that all the men who are saying, oh, no, I'm fine, I shouldn't go, everybody should do that. Women as well. There's a real perception that heart disease doesn't actually affect women, that it only affects men. But all women and men over the age of 45 should be getting a heart health check.
Well, I'm just reading your press release and it says women suffer worse outcomes than men when it comes to heart disease. How's that?
Sorry, what was the question?
Women suffer worse than men when it comes to heart disease. How is that possible?
Yeah, well, we've actually supported a research project which has shown that women who were admitted to Australian hospitals with serious heart attacks are half as likely as men to get proper treatment and die at twice the rate of men within 6 months of discharge. So it's really, really concerning stats. Mm. And so what we've kind of looked into this, and what we've found is that women tend to present to hospital later. And part of that is the myth that heart disease doesn't affect them. The fact that historically, a lot of research has been done on men by men, and so there's less knowledge about a woman's heart health. Mm. And so there's risk factors they're not aware of, there's signs and symptoms they're not aware of. So this Red Feb, that's why we're really trying to get this message out there for both men and women, that, you know, to let them know what the risks are, let them know what the early warning signs are, and what to do when they occur.
That's right.
And encouraging people like yourself to get a heart health check.
Yeah, well...
Well done.
And so when I get the ECG today, what do they just put the little tabs on me and check out the beat?
Hook you up to machine, don't they? Yeah.
Nice. Well, just look at your heart rhythm and just make sure everything's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
All right. Well, men and women need to go and get it done.
Absolutely. And as you said, they're putting that message out there. So if it isn't something you've done before, and as you said, the age factors that are there, if you're over 45 and you think, well, maybe I should, you know, just go and say g'day to the doctor and sort it out and have a check. Because as you said, sometimes people aren't aware of what symptoms are, that there is an issue.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard so many times before, like my grandfather actually had, he died of heart disease and he had things that were there, but he wasn't aware that it was that, if you know what I mean. And then all of a sudden he did pass from a heart attack. So, you know, there are those things that I think, you know, it's a simple visit to the doctor and being aware, you know, so that you do know that if something's happening, hey, that could be something I really need to check out.
Marnie, I was only at a funeral a little while ago, you know, my uncle. Mm. He died just walking into his bedroom.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
No. Well, these things are underlying. You don't know they're there. And then next minute, something happens, which is no good.
And I hear these stories day in, day out from people who contact us. And it's just devastating. And it's the repercussions of this. It's the kids that are left behind. It's the families that are left behind. The communities that are devastated.
Mm.
And, like, I really encourage everyone, please visit our website, which is heartresearch.com.au. We have so much fantastic information on there. We've got a webinar we've done with a cardiologist and Alison Datto, who wrote Queen Menopause, talking about the impact of menopause on a woman's heart health. And when people are going through perimenopause and menopause, it's a really great opportunity to start that dialogue with your GP in terms of talking through your risk factors, sharing if you had any obstetric complications if you're a female and if you've had children. Yeah.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right.
Great talking to you.
Thank you so much for helping us share this information.
No, that's our pleasure. Yeah.
Jenny Bartrop, Health Research Australia. Marnie and Campo, River 949.